how to command a higher price for your services. Well, the way that we've discovered on getting a higher rate for what we do is, first thing is we do the work that most of our competitors aren't willing or able to do. Here's a story about one of our competitors who worked for a major real estate firm, has a portfolio that extends south to Miami. They had a localized client that needed to finish a project in our territory. When I met with the owner, he explained that he wasn't getting the attention or activity that he thought he deserved or required to get this project finished. They had six units, industrial units left to sell. So when we got the assignment, the first thing I told him is, you know, our approach to how we handle the assignment, which was explained to him by our competitor before we got in the door. Our reputation actually preceded ourselves. And it was, quite frankly, it's door knocking the listing within 3 miles of the property until it goes. And, you know, we're committed to our plan of handing out, not only doing the conventional methods of marketing a property, which is what every other firm has to offer, putting it on the internet, broadcasting it to the real estate community, doing postcard mailings, everything, you put a sign in the ground, everything that a conventional firm will do to get the phone to ring, we do that. But the dynamic that we add to the equation is we take a flyer of your property and we will door knock every business within 3 miles of that property until it goes. And for that, this is what we need to charge. And our rate is not discounted. We don't go into listings trying to acquire listings, you know, candy coating information. We just want to identify if it's, number one, executable, because we understand we only get paid when we execute. And two, if there's enough profit, we protect enough profit in the assignment to justify the activity that we put forth. So the way that we command a higher price is, you know, we have a qualifying system that we go after listings with. We only have a finite number of listings in a finite territory that we work, and every one of them needs to be executable for us. Otherwise, we don't have the time or invest the energy into working the assignment. So the fewer assignments that we take on, the better service we can provide our owners. And once we execute them, we just put another listing into a stable of listings. Anyway, we took this assignment, had six units left. Within 5 months, we had four of the units leased or sold, and now we're working on finishing the project of two. Our competitor, who had the assignment for 2 years, had little or no success delivering the goods because, in fairness to them, they were not putting in the cold calling activity that was required to handle this assignment. So they weren't able to put forth what we're putting forth on an assignment. Owners understand this, and that's how we get a top dollar for the listings that we handle. Second story is that because our owners know what we do, they tell other owners in our territory, and because our competition knows what we do, they tell other competitors about us in our territory. So our reputation precedes us when we walk in the door. I had an owner that was distressed. He had 188,000 square feet of office space, well, warehouse space that he's been trying to lease for 3 years and hasn't gotten any hits doing it on his own. So he asked around, and one of our broker friends recommended us for the job because, it fits our criteria. It's in the middle of our market. It's a nice enough property that we feel like we can execute it. It's priced in a range that should attract users. It just needs the door-knocking dynamic. So we took the assignment. The owner said that he doesn't pay us on renewal. So what we did was we said, that's fine, but for whatever length term that we take on, we're going to have a minimum dollar amount that we'll get paid regardless of the length of the term. It's either going to be a minimum of 8% commission if we split it with a another firm, or 6% if we do it on our own. And if the term length is less than 3 years and the total lease value falls less than the multiplier that we have to offer, our rate is $5,000 minimum for square footage below 7,000 square feet and $10,000 minimum for square footage above 7,000 square feet. And that's how we wrote the contract. The owner was fine with that because he knew the type of program that we have to offer will get it done. And in the long term, he'll recover those costs with renewals. So we made it fair for both sides. And, you know, we understand if owners cannot see the value in what we do and don't want to hire us. We're comfortable with walking away from assignments when that occurs. We have enough of a backlog that we don't really, we don't put the weight of the world on every assignment that we take on. Matter of fact, most of the time we're disqualifying assignments because there's tremendous inventory in this market and we can only help a certain amount of projects right now. So, you know, our goal is to really pick the winners and ferret out the losers quickly so that we're not investing a lot of time in underserving owners that, A, one, are unrealistic with their listing prices, two, are very demanding or have urgency on getting them done, and three, don't really see the value in what we have to offer. We don't have the time or energy to invest in projects like that, so with a strong backlog of inventory for assignments, we're capable of discarding those and cherry-picking the top listings in our market. And, you know, we stay disciplined to our plan. We invite owners that we work with to call us on a daily or weekly basis. We'll share with them exactly what we're doing. We don't waffle on the truth, and we have real-time knowledge for them every time they come, they call us. So it's a partnership is what we provide. And over time, we create dependency with our owners because they know that we're working the assignment and delivering truthful information when they call us. And that's what most people want. And they'll pay a premium for that. So to recap this CD, how to command a higher price for your services, how we do it is we do the work that our competitors aren't willing or able to do. That's the first thing. Second, we disqualify bad assignments and qualify executable assignments. Third, we create a backlog, a large backlog of opportunities that gives us walkaway ability. We make sure the prospect knows our reputation before we're hired by them. Most of the assignments we take on, we're referred into the assignment. I like to say, when you're referring us into the assignment, tell the owner when they're looking that these words, you know, I know a guy. And that's the way I like to be introduced to a project because, you know, they're expecting a solution maker walking through the door before you get there. Sometimes I have to temper their enthusiasm because our referrals are at a point now where they're promising the world that, you know, we're just men that do the work. And anyway, I downplay our capabilities when I walk in the door for that reason. And then only commit to a finite amount of assignments and stay disciplined to our plan. That's how we do it. So if you can remember those few principles, you too can command a higher price for your services and only have executable assignments on your plate that have dollars in it that will make it worth your while to handle. So good selling today, and I hope you qualify and gather as many assignments that fall into that category, and I will talk to you on the next CD.